Believe it or not, Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow. So here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to talk cranberries. And we're not just talking about sauce in a can. Kathy, welcome back.
No, we're not. But I will tell you that there was no Thanksgiving without canned cranberry sauce on our table. My dad, if he didn't see the ridges, he wasn't putting it in his mouth.
I was going to say, not that there's anything wrong with that. You have brought us some things that look a little more fancy than sauce in a can.
Well, not so fancy, but certainly a lot fresher. It's very odd to me why cranberries are only eaten this time of year. They're an incredible fall fruit. They're incredibly good for you. They're tart. They need balancing with sugar or some form of sweetener, but they're so delicious, and they are only grown, they're only harvested in the fall. So you need to find fresh, preferably organic cranberries. And I would throw a few bags in your freezer right away because you don't get them other times of year, unlike apples and pears and bananas that you'll see year round.
And a lot of them are grown fresh up here in New England, the cranberry bogs that we see all those beautiful photos of. But talking about beautiful, I really want to dig into some of this. Give me permission to have a bite.
All right. So what you have in front of you is a cranberry ginger scone. It's made with buttermilk. It's fairly light, and this is a great recipe because you make them ahead of time, you cut them, and then you put them in your freezer, and you bake them from frozen. So you make them a week before Thanksgiving. Wouldn't that just be so great for Thanksgiving breakfast or the day after?
I've often thought that there's not enough food on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you need a little, you need something
like
some
leftovers because there really aren't any.
You obviously have never come to my house for Thanksgiving. But so that has ginger and cranberries, which is a really nice combination. And then also on the plate, you have a cranberry maple butter, which you can spread on the scone. This swings every which way. You can put this butter on a roasted duck or a chicken. You could put it on morning muffins or pancakes or waffles. You could serve it with your cornbread at Thanksgiving.
And it's just basically butter with cranberries in it.
Well, you say basically so dismissively.
But it wouldn't be hard to do is what you're saying.
It is so easy, Jeremy. You ready? Soften butter, add maple syrup, chop cranberries.
Okay. If you missed that, go to hereandnow.org.
You want me to repeat it?
I
know we don't have a lot of time. But I also made a really lovely cranberry syrup. So you make a simple syrup, and you have it in two forms here. You have it with the tea. So you can have it hot, or you also have a soda there. So if you'd open the seltzer, Jeremy, and try not to, there we go.
Let it explode. We're having a party.
It's always a party here.
Beautiful striped straws and our
Kathy
champagne
loves the
glasses.
Straws, yes.
I do. You know that about
me.
I love striped straws.
Cranberries in the bottom?
No, they're not. But you could certainly do that. So it's the cranberry syrup. But think of a little rum in there, or vodka, or throwing this cranberry syrup with its beautiful ruby red color into a holiday punch. This syrup also could be used as a glaze if you're sauteing salmon or any type of fish, shrimp, again, on roasted duck, a little bit on your turkey even for a beautiful ruby red cranberry color. There are so many ways to go with
that. You've also got this right here, which looks
interesting.
Oh, the
most important, cranberry sauce. This is what my dad would not eat. This has got oranges, pecans, pineapple, lots of fresh ginger, and maple syrup as well. This is the cranberry sauce that I make every single year. My kids would probably walk out if it wasn't on the table. And it takes about 15, 20 minutes to make.
I can't believe it's that easy. What I love about it is it's got all this texture.
Yeah.
It's got the crunch. It's got the nuts, the ginger. And, it's a wonderful – it feels real.
Yeah. And
it's the opposite of out of a can.
This is a cranberry sauce that could go on ice cream or be served with pound cake. But it, of course, is the traditional condiment to a Thanksgiving turkey. It's got to be there.
If you are going to buy cranberries in a bag – what do you suggest, frozen or fresh?
It's one of the very few fruit that I would actually buy frozen. But this time of year, there's no reason to because they are so fresh and seasonal right now. As I said at the top, I would buy them fresh and stick them in your freezer. They will last for a good week or so in your refrigerator and about 10 to 12 months in the freezer. And really briefly, I just want to tell you, these cranberries, we got vitamin C and fiber, 25 calories in half a cup. And the list of things that it's supposed to do to cure you, basically we should be eating these cranberries every day
of the year. Well, I wanted to ask you about this because I'm a bit of a health nut, like so many Americans, and I've been told, you know, take cranberry capsules. Well, it's so much more delicious to eat your cranberry food. Tell us, what are the specific health benefits?
Well, something really interesting I learned is that you get the highest benefits when you eat the cranberry whole. When you chop them, apparently, many of the nutrients are drained, but great for your heart and liver, high antioxidants, and again, a lot of vitamin C and fiber. And this time of year, we need so much vitamin C. We want to avoid everything that's going around. It supposedly lowers diabetes, too. So I say eat them fresh, but sure, throw them in your freezer. Also, drink them, eat them, bake them, enjoy them.
And you can find all of Kathy's recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.